104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:08, up to 61 today. Gonna be nice. It's chilly right now, though, 27. Did you know that black cats are the least likely cat to be adopted? Like at pet shelters and things?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
No. Yeah. It makes sense, though.
Yeah. But according to a new study out of the University of California, Berkeley, it's not because we think they're unlucky.
Okay.
It's because we think they hate us.
Oh.
The researchers found that people think black cats are more aloof than other cats, so they don't give off that loving vibe, and people are less likely to adopt them because of it.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe that. I actually think black cats are very pretty.
Yeah, that wouldn't be why. All cats are snotty.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're younger, they're not so snotty. By the time they're kittens, about a year, cute. Year and a half yeah. old, they're starting to get snotty.
Yeah, they do get that way. They are very stuck up.
Very stuck up. The single most terrifying event in your life is what we're talking about right now. What was it? 361-5557. Email or text am@hot1047.com. Ooh, here's one you're going to love, Mel. My friends and I were lighting fireworks on a gravel road and apparently didn't put the punks out. Oh, fireworks started going off in the back of the station wagon on the way home.
Oh my gosh.
I bailed out of the car while it was going. Fire department and parents were not impressed.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I would have lost it. I mean, like, I'm not even kidding you. I probably would have had a heart attack because I would have been that scared.
Oh, that's
not
so
even
funny.
Kidding. That would have scared me so bad. Oh my gosh.
Here's another one from 2736. We were getting ready for my grandpa's funeral, and my son sleeps with your station on the radio. So he wakes up yelling and crying that the station was changed to a country station grandpa would listen to.
Oh.
I get him calmed down to go back in my room, and my TV came on by itself to Turner Classic Movies that I never watch. We were freaked out.
Wow.
We have moved, and I still have the radio go off and on sometimes. Maybe my grandpa was saying hi.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is spooky.
Isn't that crazy?
I just thought of another thing that I was so scared was when I set my lawn on fire. And I know it's a funny story, but my heart was beating so fast.
Yeah,
and
I would imagine.
The panic of trying to get the fire out was awful.
Yeah. There's nothing like being panicked to make you focus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if you panic too much, then you don't.
No, I was able to focus. I was like, adrenaline was going. Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to get this fire out.
Kelly's on the phone. How are you, Kelly?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So, the single most terrifying event in your life.
Oh, this is a good one. My husband, he better be listening too, because I'm going to call him out on this one. Oh, this is awful. Okay, so our girls were really little, probably like 1 and 2, and I was outside mowing the lawn, and I was mowing the lawn, and I was pushing up towards the house, coming close to the residential road and everything, and I looked out at our driveway, and I noticed our car was in the driveway, backing out, and our girls were strapped in their car seats. There appeared that nobody was in the driver's seat. My husband had been playing a practical joke, and he was crouched down so far that he couldn't see him. It looked like there was nobody in the driver's seat. As my girls were rolling into traffic, it was one of those moments like you were so scared you couldn't even move. Because I was mowing the lawn, so I stopped and I ran as fast as I could, you know, after I had gathered my bearings, but he was dead meat after that.
Oh boy.
That is
my jaw hit the ground.
Like, that is so mean and so funny at the same time.
Oh man. That's
it was awful.
I hope you got him back.
Yeah, he always does stuff like that to me though.
Oh yeah.
So it's one of those cases where you can never really one up him.
Yes, because he's so good.
Yeah.
I feel like we should help Kelly out here. Like, we should help her
Marshall.
With a prank.
Think of something for him.
Seriously.
We will. Hang on the line here a second. We're going to get some info from you, and we'll see if maybe somewhere down the road we can help you get even, Kelly.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be awesome.
Okay. Hang on the line a second, okay?
Okay.
We're going to take a quick break here. I've got more of your calls and texts coming up. The most terrifying event in your life, 361-5557. Email or text am@hot1047.com. Also, you can go check me out dressed up as Mel for Halloween because I lost the drink. I ended up with more drinks last week than Mel did. So, and I've got more today. I think I have two already.
You're up to four this week and I have one.
Yeah. So, oh, that's okay. Dirt's coming up in about 20 minutes. Maybe we'll
it'll be fine.
Gain some ground.
I pre-read.
Did you?
That doesn't always help, though.
I'm just dragging out now because I know you have to pee.
I have to pee so bad. Come on.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 821 up to 61 today. I got a few more texts here. Things that just terrified you to no end. About 6 years ago, my little sister was taking a bath. I dressed up in the outfit from the movie Scream and had a fake knife, and I ran in.
Oh, boy.
That is so mean.
Good thing she was in the bathtub.
How old was little sister is what I wished I knew from the text.
Yeah.
Another one from 7205. Went to an amusement park to ride a new roller coaster. It was early in the morning, so there wasn't a lot of riders. Was sitting in the middle with two empty seats. Right before we go into the inverted loop, into the inverted loop, both seats next to me pop open.
Oh! Oh!
Yeah, that would freak me out. Because if the seats next to you open, why wouldn't yours?
Oh.
Maybe it's kind of like the airbag in a car. If there's not enough weight in the seat, it doesn't activate the airbag.
Maybe.
Because like when we were in the Zombie Walk Parade, Thea was sitting in the front seat. She wasn't heavy enough to trigger it, so there was a warning light saying that the airbag was not activated.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. We've got a problem, though.
We do have a problem.
We have a problem because Marshall's on the phone. How are you, Marshall?
Good.
Are you the Marshall that is the spouse of Kelly?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bummer. She told us that you were out of town and wouldn't be able to hear us.
Oh, tune in radio app.
Or you mean Radio Pup?
Pup.
Yeah, we're not on TuneIn anymore.
Damn it.
But,
stupid apps and internet.
I just thought I would let you guys know good luck in trying to get me. I'm a pretty prankster. So,
okay. Okay. All right.
Now we have to.
Now the gauntlet's been thrown down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Now we have to bring it.
Show and seeing you guys at the zombie parade. That was awesome.
The what?
The zombie parade.
You were at the zombie walk?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, those Thriller dancers behind the car, wasn't that awesome?
That was wicked. That was the best part.
Oh, yeah, without
very
a doubt.
Cool. Yeah.
It completely slowed down the parade to a crawl.
It did.
That was the only downer of it, because I remember we were following...
But we were supposed to be walking slow.
Yeah. Let me tell you how hard it is to keep that car moving at zombie pace. It's not easy. It wants to go. It wants to not move or go 5 miles an hour, not 2.5.
Yeah.
But well, it's too bad you hurt us, Marshall. We were really hoping to completely catch you off
guard.
It's
okay. It's okay that he knows. Now he's going to be wondering when it's going to happen.
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I just thought I'd say good morning, guys.
All right.
Good morning.
Thanks for the call, Marshall.
All right.
Bye. It's 8:24. Hot 104.7 with Kesha and Dae Young.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:44, up to 61 today, 27 right now. Susie's on the phone. How are you, Susie?
I am wonderful. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you as well.
So are you guys dressed up as zombies again today?
No, I'm dressed up as Mel.
And I dressed up as Mel as well.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, if you want to see what I look like, just go to our website and you'll see me in all my Mellish glory.
He's got
awesome purple pants.
Yeah, they're pretty sweet.
Purple pants, that's funny.
Yeah.
All right, well, you guys have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Mellish glory.
Mellish glory.
Kind of like ghoulish.
I thought it rhymed with hellish, but...
Ah, I see you're going there.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Crystal offered me lipstick before I left this morning.
Yeah.
I turned it down.
I have some.
No, I don't need it.
You sure?
I'm good.
Okay. Lip gloss is pretty awesome.
No lipstick.
I have lip gloss.
Not doing lip gloss. I don't even like saying lip gloss.
My lip gloss is popping.
Because I knew you were going to say that. That's basically why. That could have been on one of the lists of the most horrible songs ever.
No.
Of course not.
It's a fun song.
Yeah, says Ms. I wish Vanilla Ice was in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No, I've never said that.
Oh, yeah, you did.
He's not rock and roll.
You don't have to be.
I know. But no, I don't think that he should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I just like that song.
So,
and happy birthday, Vanilla Ice.
If your kid is really optimistic about trick-or-treating tonight and they're going out with a pillowcase, they're not going to be able to fill it up.
Okay.
It won't happen. According to a website called MyScienceProject.org, it would take approximately 1,690 pieces of candy to fill it up.
Oh.
And it would weigh about 48 pounds.
Wow.
Well, the average kid trick-or-treating gets 91 pieces of candy. So they're going to have to try and beat that by about 1,800%.
You have to start this morning.
Yeah, yesterday, maybe.
Yeah.
This is funny. You're going to enjoy this. You know, and I've thought of it before, too. But it's, you know, one of those things that I never put it together into anything. I feel bad because a buddy of mine sent this to me, a radio friend. It's terribly funny. It's a Halloween starring Mike Myers as Michael Myers.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Halloween night. A small American town.
I live in Aurora, Illinois. Excellent.
I spent 8 years trying to reach him, and then another 7 trying to keep him locked up because I realized that what was living behind that boy's eyes was purely and simply evil.
Look, I'm gonna go into therapy, okay? I'll go twice a week. Swing! I don't know if my insurance is gonna cover it, but I'll talk to the guy.
Are you mental?
Get the net!
For God's sakes, he can't drive a car.
He was doing very well last night. Maybe someone around here gave him lessons.
Car! Car!
Oh, God, help me, please!
Kissed your brother with that mouth?
What's the boogeyman?
As a matter of fact, it was.
If you'll excuse me, there's someone I have to get in touch with and forgive. Myself.
Halloween.
How about a 4.7, Andy and Mel, 855 up to 61 today. Very nice. It's 27 right now. In case you haven't heard, I dressed up as Mel today. If you would like to see what that looks like, took a couple more pictures. Ben got here, so we had him come in and take pictures of us together. Yeah. So we actually had a A-B comparison.
And I did wear red pants today.
Yeah.
So
that's good. It kind of worked out that way. But if you want to see what I look like dressed up as Mel, I'll get those pictures up on the website here pretty soon, the ones of us together. Go to hot1047.com. And
I would really like to have some purple pants like that, though.
You can have these.
No, they won't fit me. Are you saying I'm fat?
I did not say that. All I said was you can have them.
Me?
You got to stop being a woman right now. According to a survey by a British department store, I saw this in the Daily Mail. It just made me want to vomit. The average baby has 56 outfits.
56?
That means that a one-year-old has worn more than one new outfit a week for as long as they've been alive.
Huh.
1 in 8 babies have more than 100 different outfits, which means they wear 2 new outfits a week. 2% of parents admit they've spent more than $160 on one outfit for their baby.
No.
Oh, that is so stupid.
What?
Average family buys about $525 worth of clothes for their newborn, including $160 worth before the baby is born.
It's hard not to buy baby clothes.
As my wife would say right about now, have people never heard of garage sales?
Right. But it's hard not to buy baby clothes when you are, especially a first-time mom. You're excited about it.
Yeah, I get.
It's really hard not to.
I get
to,
that, but it's not hard to not spend $525 on clothes they're only going to be able to wear for a month.
Oh, I agree. I'm
especially
not
newborns. Newborns, like, Rockley didn't even finish the first pack of newborn diapers. I think by day 6 on this earth, he was already in size 1s.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you get screwed on the diapers, let alone the clothes. Average outfit only gets worn 12 times before the baby outgrows or it gets stained or otherwise ruined. Two-thirds of parents... What?
Staining.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Two-thirds of parents say they've refused to let their babies wear clothes other than what people gave them as gifts because they didn't look good. And 2 out of 5 parents have rejected hand-me-downs for the same reason. All they're going to do is barf and poop all over it anyway.
We have to have a few new outfits, but...
One or two?
I can understand, though, using the hand-me-downs.
A church outfit, you know, one other churchy, you know... Event
picture outfit.
Yeah.
Something like that. Okay. I don't know. With Quincy, I went overboard. But then I had a ton of clothes still from Quincy, so he had got all that. Okay. So I didn't have to.
You didn't have to go buy all new again?
No, I think I bought a couple outfits, just like her take home, you know, from the hospital outfit, because that was something you'd want different.
A couple, three new ones.
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah.
And we got some gifts and stuff like that.
It feels like Rockley has somewhere in that neighborhood of 70 outfits, just because, like,
onesies.
I open the drawer. The problem is I get brain overload when I open that drawer because his clothes are so small, you can fit so much into the drawer.
Oh, I know.
And there's so much crap in there. I'm like, I don't know what to pick.
The onesies will really do it, will add up.
And, like, I put on, I thought I was putting jammies on him one time. Crystal goes, why did you put that on him? Jammies? He's going to bed? Those aren't jammies. Okay, pajamas for a baby is kind of stupid. Not little babies, but like for, you know, Rockley's almost one.
Yeah.
Half of his clothes are no different than jammies.
A lot of times.
It's just basically sweatpants and a shirt. Okay? Just because it doesn't say nappy time or something like that
on it.
It
has a sleeping dinosaur on it or something.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah. Just because it has a cute animal taking a nap doesn't really mean make it jammies, but whatever. Anyway, music coming up here. Just a few. We got Train, the latest from Rihanna on the way next. Hang on.
Hot 104.7.com.